right, and welcome to Cartoon Rewind, the podcast where we take a trip down good old memory lane. And we will be reliving our favorite childhood cartoons, toys, and you know what? Anything that's going to geek us out. I'm your host, Frank, and with me, like always, are my two brothers from another mother. We're talking about the walking encyclopedia of cartoons and toys. Let's hear it for D himself. And we can't forget about the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Rolly himself. Now, before we dive into today's episode, don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and you got to share our videos. You can find us anywhere you get your podcasts. Plus, you got to visit our G4 Classified website at CartoonRewind.com for exclusive content. And you ready for this? Our own new toy store. That's right. We have a toy store. It is so time for you to upgrade your collection. And I promise you, CartoonRewind.com does have it. And for your daily fix, cartoon fix, I should say, you got to follow us on Instagram, TikTok, X, and Blue Sky. So, Rolly, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good. Even though our website, Cartoon Rewind, is G4 Classified, please share it.
Everybody has access.
Yes, it's kind of open access. So, but if you're a listener, here's a secret. Look for the special discount on your first order. You'll find it. Just if you wait long enough, it's like a little Easter egg. It'll pop up. You'll see it. But I'm doing pretty good. Excited about this week's episode, even though it's a non-cartoon week.
I wanted to do something different, man. I wanted to see how it works with our fans.
Yeah, no, and I was pleasantly surprised when I saw what we were doing this week. So,
yeah,
so good.
It just hit me. I was like, you know what? Let's try it. Let's see how it works.
Yeah. So, I enjoy it. So, but before we go there, let's ask our third member of the team.
Of course, Mr. Toy Guru himself. How you doing, D?
Good, as long as they buy our toys. Let's go ahead and buy our toys, sir.
And why should they buy our toys, D?
So we can get new toys to sell them more toys. You buy our toys, we sell you more toys.
There you go. You can't beat that logic, man. It just makes sense.
Yes. So normally at this point in the podcast, I would, you know, you would ask me what we're doing this week, right?
Yes.
But since you picked this special episode, Frank, what are we doing this week?
You know what? I am so glad you asked. We are watching Japanese Spider-Man is what we are watching. Yes. I was flipping through YouTube, and when we were doing Ninjas of Another Color, I was like, you know what? Because, you know, I'm all into the Japanese intros. And I ran across the Japanese Spider-Man. I was like, oh, my God, I forgot about this show. You know what I mean? I've always wanted to see it. I was like, well, you know what? Let me jump that bad boy inside the podcast. Let's see what the fans will say about it. And boom, that's how that happened, man.
All right. So so we're watching this week is Spider-Man.
Yes.
This is episode 13. I'm assuming season one. I think there's only one season.
Yes.
This one's titled The Skull Group versus the Devilish Hearse.
Ooh. Yes. The Devilish Hearse.
So, just a little warning for those who've never seen Japanese Spider-Man. Most of the budget's in the special effects. This is not the one with the truck, right? When he was fighting the thing.
This is not the one with the truck. Yes.
Man, that was amazing when I watched that.
We might see Italian Spider-Man. You never know.
That's true.
We could have done a versus episode, like we
you
like
know
to do.
What? Next time. Yeah. I'll figure it out, man.
Japanese Spider-Man versus Italian Spider-Man. Versus Indian Spider-Man.
Indian Spider-Man, yes, with Superman and Batman.
Yes.
No. We don't want to see those again, no.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not.
No, I think we all want to see it, but we'll see.
Yeah.
Now, refresh my memory. Is this the one that was actually also done by Stan Lee?
Yes, Stan Lee had to do a major negotiations to make this happen. Yes.
So.
And one of the things that sticks out for me always about Japanese Spider-Man is always his movements. You know what I mean? His movements, the way he spoke, and always moved his arms, and the way he ran was lower to the ground, from what I remember. Yeah. And he was doing.
It is. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a full episode, or at least I don't remember watching a full episode. That's how long ago this came out. Well, I was an infant when this came out.
Yeah. I've seen a few, but not many.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember once coming across it, I'm like, all right, live action Spider-Man, this is awesome. And then a couple minutes into it, I was like, what am I watching? This is not my Spider-Man.
It's a good cheesy show. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I know you like a lot of B-movies. So I figured this will be something that you like, man.
Yeah, at an older age, I've learned to appreciate
really
bad movies. Mm-hmm. That's kind of like a hobby of mine, yes. All right, so just a little quick trip around the sun. Just a reminder, this episode aired August 9th, 1978. It was a Wednesday. Now, I don't know if this is the date that aired in Japan or here in the States. I believe it's the date that aired in Japan.
Damn, this is our oldest episode.
It is. 46 years. I don't know. I think we had a few.
No, everything was always in the 80s.
No. Voltron. We've had Voltron.
Voltron was in the 80s.
Voltron was in the 80s?
Yeah.
Even though
we saw it in the 80s. I would have to check. No,
it was in the 80s.
Excuse me, Toy Guru, right here.
I don't know. Watching this, I'm going to do some fact checking on this.
No, because Mazinger Z and the toy you showed on last week, that one, those were the 70s, like 78, 79.
Okay, how about the one, I forget the name, the one with the robots that merged? They had the two sexy girls, were the sisters.
70s.
That was the 70s. We did that one already.
Well,
which two?
We did do that.
No, he's talking about the Mighty Orbots.
Yes, that's 70s.
No, that's 80s, bro. That's 80s.
I was like, yeah, two sexy sisters.
Like, huh?
Okay, I got you.
What?
Ghostbusters Filmation.
The live action with the 70s. The live action.
We did the live action.
We did the cartoon.
We did not do the live action. I'm gonna prove you guys wrong.
Just take the hit, man. I'm gonna prove you guys wrong.
But this aired, like I said, August 9, 1978, which was, if you guys are keeping track, 46 years, 6 months, and 26 days ago.
Damn, I was 4. I was 4 years old.
I was 7.
I was barely 2.
I was 7 years old.
Barely 2. I had the same amount of hair now that I had then.
you had a flowing lock. You had flock.
Yeah.
I bet you he had braids too at one time.
Nah, he didn't have braids. I never had braids.
Not even on vacation. I'm not one of those people who go to the cruise and get what do you call those things? The twists. The little braids.
Wow. Okay.
So, all right, I know, D, you always want to know the number one songs. Number one song in the U.S. was not once, not twice, but three times. Yes.
Good job.
By the Commodores. And the number one song in Europe was You're the One That I Want by John Travolta and Olivia
Greece.
So I guess Greece was popular back in 1978. So, with that being said, I think we're ready to get this party started.
I think so, buddy.
Let's
go.
Frank, since this is your podcast, do I get to say it?
You know what? Go ahead, buddy.
All right, let's make it happen, Captain.
What?
So, for copyright reasons, we're not going to be playing the sounds. So, Frank will be doing all the The dubbing.
But I just understand why did he have only one wristband? I never understood that.
Because that's where he shoots his web. Even though, yes, he should have it in both hands. But that's also his communicator, too, for his vehicle.
He only needs one, right? He doesn't need two communicators.
Correct.
Like, so, it's why you need that redundancy, right? You're just kind of...
So he only swung right-handed. That's all he did, swung right-handed.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And look, even I just noticed even his eyes...
Uh-huh.
Are slanted.
Are Japanese?
Yes.
When he's Japanese, what do you expect?
Wow, you just couldn't resist, could you?
He waited a few seconds, at least.
Well, I just noticed it. And look, come on. How cool is it to be Spider-Man and have a freaking mech? And then the vehicle goes in it. Come on, look how cool that is.
Why does his mech look like a toy?
Because it's a toy.
No, he runs.
The idea is to sell toys.
Is, but imagine if they did that here in the U.S.
Did what? They did. There was white guy Spider-Man. Yes, there was. There was a live-action Spider-Man.
Oh, my God. It was the best. It was the best because it was cheesy.
Yeah,
but
cheesy.
It was the best. Yes.
No, same he was of toys. A Spider-Man with a damn mech.
Oh, back in the 80s and 70s? Man. No one would do that. It would not sell. That would be dumb. But in the 90s, though...
It would have sold.
Yeah.
Isn't that when Power Rangers came out?
Yes.
In the 90s, yes.
Okay.
But the Super Sentai, where the Power Rangers are made out of, that came out in the 70s.
Isn't that the villain from the GoBots? The guy?
This guy?
Yeah.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
He looks like the villain from the Centurions. Paint him red.
Oh, yeah, that's him, too. But he was... Yeah. There was an evil dude who used to be with Psycho that had that face with a robot eye.
I know who you're talking about. And there's that hearse.
That's a devilish hearse?
Yeah.
Oh,
ooh,
yeah.
Claw. Look at that, he's got a metal hand.
This is the claw. After he loses his job, he goes and starts on a... Oh, shit, he has a little champagne in the back.
Yeah, but he's got his own little crib in the back.
And nobody knows.
You know how cool that must have been back then, bro? Damn, look at that. The guy has a crib in the back of the truck.
And look at these gang members.
And then what's up with these dudes waving back and forth?
That's a Skull Gang. Versus
the
Devil's
Hearse. Ride their motorcycles like that?
Yep. Apparently they do. That's what sets them apart. Don't you know anything about Japanese culture?
Apparently I don't, buddy. Apparently I don't. I'm so glad you're here.
So my question is...
Yes.
When do we see Godzilla? All we need is Godzilla, and it's a complete...
Trifecta?
Yeah. That's all I need is Godzilla.
You missed it.
I don't think it's in this episode.
No, he was just there in the background, walking.
He's just chilling, just waiting.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to be back there, and he just stops and waves.
Oh, knock him off their bikes. There you go.
Great stunt work. It's funny you don't see it happen, though.
Great stunt work.
No, I was just about to say that, D. Is that stunt work?
Damn, how many times are they going to use that one clip for the car?
That's how fast the car was going. It just kept on going. Boom, boom. Look, that's how they fill in time.
I guess 3 is the number in Japan.
So where's the hearse?
He has to ask the same question. Wasn't there a giant... Weren't they on a hearse?
No, there's a hearse. That was a car in the front.
Why does the bad guy look like also gives me Ricardo Montalban vibes?
No, you got it right the first time with Centurions. And D also with
the live action Centurion.
Look at that. Look at this gang. They think they're badass. Start bumping into everybody.
So back in the 70s in Japan, they didn't have video arcades. They just had slot machines for the kids?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
come gambling. In and get slept.
Gambling. Just gambling. Isn't he Spider-Man?
I don't know. Don't ruin it for me.
I don't think he's crying.
It looks like he's going to cry.
No, he's holding back. He's holding back.
Don't cry.
And then then if you really want to be cool in Japan, you got to wear a scarf around your neck with a jacket with no sleeves and no shirt underneath.
Well, is that to be cool anywhere, though?
Only you can pull that off. You and D.
That's Peter Tingle. Peter Tingle.
Professor Monster. Mm-hmm. That's the guy's name?
Stand up, man. Fight back. What the hell are you doing?
Getting his ass kicked.
Yeah, but did you notice how hard they hit him with the helmet?
I'm assuming super hard.
Oh, my God.
Taking on five at once.
Oh. Boom. Oh, he's getting his ass whooped.
He is, big time.
Yo-yo. I'm just going to read the closed caption. Yo-yo.
Stop. Hey, you. Keep off.
Oh, man. Your acting is superb.
Basaso. Stop it. Dad, you're an old man.
Broke his knees.
Aww, he got his knees hurt.
You just kicked your own dad's ass. That's messed up. That's how bad. Those are really bad boys.
Yeah, man.
They're real gang right there.
Chicks dig them big time.
Yes. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna dress up like that and push my dad down. The ladies call me. Masaso.
He's a bad boy.
Yeah. He got punched a lot in the face. He's perfectly well.
There it is, the Mach 4.
No, it's a Spidey 7, something like that. Spider-Man Mach 4.
Oh, wait a minute. Where did Spider-Man come from?
That was Spider-Man. I told you. There he is. Walking.
There he is right there, climbing the wall.
Getting pulled up. Actually getting pulled up the wall instead of walking up the wall.
I don't know what you're talking about. He is.
Yeah, but look how awesome that looks, though, man, for back in the days. Come on. See, that's why he only needs one, D. Look at all that shit.
Two. He doesn't swing from buildings. He just climbs buildings.
Well, because why does he need to swing by buildings? He has a car.
Thank you.
Like a fly.
And he has a mech warrior. The hearse has gone.
Oh, the hearse is in the forest.
Now, you see, that's not Spider-Man. See, because there's that kid. That's not Spider-Man.
Yes, it is.
It's no, it can't be.
Yes, it is.
So you just tell me the kid dressed up as Spider-Man, got in his car, drove around, figured, follow the hearse, figured out it's in the forest, and like, okay, I'll get it later, went back down, changed his clothes, and helped the old man?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, man. I don't think he's doing it right.
He's just rapping it. That's all he is.
I thought he messed up his knee.
Thank you.
That's like a thigh.
Yeah, but that's not his knee. That's his other knee.
That's a shin.
I see you both have your medical degrees.
Damn. Not a doctor. I just play one on TV.
He's the leader of the bike gang.
Yeah, twice. And no girls.
Yeah, girls.
I'm a girl. In the car in front of the hearse?
I'm talking about the bike gang.
No, yeah, you don't. Girls can't be bikers.
Yeah, no, ew, girls, yuck.
Yeah. What they do is they grab girls' butts and be like, come here, sugar.
Sugar plum.
I'm assuming that's how you talk to girls. I don't know.
Cops. The cops.
That's what I read.
Yeah.
Get the whole swaying back and forth on the motorcycles, man.
They block. That's how they block the whole road?
Is that what it is?
Yeah. What is he doing?
Granny
shifting.
He doesn't
know how to drive.
He's granny shifting. That's what he's doing.
But why is he freaking driving with 2 feet?
Yeah. It's a
stick?
A stick, yeah.
No.
Yes,
the clutch is on the other side of the gas pedal. It's like the gas pedal, the brake,
that was
and
the brake, right?
Yeah.
It's a stick shift.
Tell him, Rolly. Okay. I'll back you up on this one.
I guess in Japan, they drive stick differently than everywhere else in the world.
Remember, they do sit on the right side, not the left side.
It's still, the gas is still on the right, clutch is on the left.
Spider-Man. Look at that pose, man. I'm telling you.
Why does his mech have that mouth?
Because he knew what to do.
And what? Is he peeing?
That's a weird place to put a bathroom.
Oh, my God. No, he's just contemplating.
Oh, Uncle Ben.
There's Uncle Ben.
I'm assuming. Let's just call him Uncle Ben, right?
No, looks so different.
Uncle Ben Sai.
Oh, that's a good one.
Hey.
Why are you yelling at him? He's just going to die quicker.
He's dead.
Bye-bye, my sworn friend. That's how I'm going to say bye to you now, Rolando.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, my sworn friend.
That's his dad, actually. Here is Uncle his Ben. Dad, not
we'll
Uncle Ben.
Uncle Ben. We'll call him Uncle Ben.
All right.
Oh, Uncle Benzai.
Uncle Benzai. Oh, look, a girl.
And a little girl.
Is that on May? Sai.
Ah.
Or is that Mary Jane?
No, that's Meisuki.
Oh, Meisuki.
Yes. And I'm not sure who the little kid is. I think it's a girl.
There's a lot of depressing sadness in this episode.
Yeah. You'll hurt his tish thigh.
Yeah, but look at that rice cooker. We have one of those, Rolly, remember?
I did. It's got a Hitachi.
Yeah.
I remember those.
Yeah, you used to be young. Mm-hmm. Now you're not. Get over it.
Your son used to be good. Oh, look who came back.
His son is part of the gang.
Kick him out. Kick him out.
You kicked your ass.
Man,
you can kick your ass again.
My good knee.
Now both knees are bad.
And you asking for money too?
Yeah, he needs to modify his machine. Give me some money.
Why are you giving him money? Stop punking out.
I'm giving him money.
You punking out. Oh, man. You punking out, man. You are not a good father.
And then look at him. And then look, with one hand, he just looks at it like petty. Really? That's it? 5,000 wons?
No shit, he's not your son. That's right. Kick his ass out. Don't come back.
But leave the wallet, though. You just took the whole wallet. It's identification. You don't need all that.
Damn, man. Leave it with something.
Let him go. Let him go. Don't worry about him. He'll get his comeuppance.
Oh, don't cry like a little bitch.
Oh, there he is on his machine.
Go grab your katana sword. There you go. Hit him.
Spider-Man.
Yes.
Oh, he got hit. Damn, he died? Oh, my God.
That is the fastest ambulance response ever.
No, that's the bad guy. They planned it.
Buddy?
That's the bad guy in the hearse.
But what we're saying is he got hit so fast, and he just croaked. That's just crazy. Don't worry about him.
But look at the dad. What the fuck? Yeah, there you go. That's smart. Let's crank up a motorcycle inside the house.
Inside the house.
Yeah. The fumes won't kill anybody. Don't worry about it. It's okay. But again, it was the 70s, so.
Yeah, nothing happened back in the 70s. Nothing bad happened in the 70s.
No. seatbelts. What the fuck is that?
Yeah, I'm surprised they're wearing helmets. You don't need to helmets back in the 70s. My song got hit.
And why would you want to be there? Who cares that he got into an accident?
Right? Oh, you can't find him in the hospital because he's dead.
I'm telling you, the guy in the hearse. The guy with the damn satellite eye. Got him.
Spoiler alert, people. Spoiler alert. Frank want to mess up the TV show. Yes, we know it's the guy in the hearse.
Frank, when you, that's not much of a disguise if you're just riding a motorcycle with a Spider-Man on it. I was like, Frank, when you went, didn't you go to, like, Asia? Was that how it was? Those houses were like that?
Why is he swinging through trees?
Three times. And why does he just keep on
walking? The floor everywhere he goes.
What is wrong with this dude?
Yes, that's her from last night.
Ah, he remembers.
What are the odds of those two running into each other again?
Mm-hmm. Literally.
He needs to get out of the crosswalk. Why is he swinging through trees like Tiger? What is up with this?
By the way, his web looks like a rope. Is it me?
Yes, it's a rope.
That's how I'm going to start running, man. Just like that.
I'm not going to lie. I think that's how I run now. You notice the mask has a little piece where he grabs onto, like he takes it off?
Wow, how he got there? What did he drive to walk all the way out there? How did he get out there so fast?
No, he took a cab. Oh, look, she changed.
How did she change so fast is what I want to know, too. How does he know he was followed?
He can see through walls and shit. And destroy things, apparently.
Cyclops. Oh,
that's how he controls people. Do what I say or die.
That is an awful Spider-Man suit.
I was just about to say that. I was like, they could have done a better job on the suit, man.
Then it wouldn't be as good as it is. How did he get all over there? I don't know where this guy's at.
Bro, I don't know how this guy can fall so easily but walk so damn fast.
Yeah.
Oh, what happened?
Constipated.
Oh, damn.
Look at that size of that barrel. Holy shit.
How did he get there so fast?
Is this across the street?
I don't know, but that's a good reason to fall on the floor.
Yeah, get shot in the back.
Thank you. And did you notice how Spider-Man just looked at the camera?
I can't tell. He's wearing a mask. I don't know where he's looking.
He's looking. He's on the roof again?
Swing again. I want to see you swing.
Swing where?
Shoot your web. I love when you shoot web.
I just love seeing him run.
Bam!
The wall, see?
Come on, for its time, that was awesome, man. This is awesome. Think about it. How creative they had to get to do all this shit.
It's great camera angles, I can say that much.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the Hulk.
Oh, shit, what is that? Is that a lizard?
Yeah.
It's like a chameleon.
One of those gecko things.
A gecko. I like when he jumps on the wall, there's always a pause.
He got to hold on.
What is happening here?
He's like, I'm sorry.
How did you get outside?
I got excited. You're so pretty.
This doesn't happen to me all the time.
There you go. The pose.
He was outside, by the way.
Oh, did you see the bed that popped up when he jumped on it?
No, I missed that.
Yeah, he's the
landed on a mat.
Yeah, it popped up when he jumped on it.
Ah, no, I missed it. Okay, so he's fighting the.
I'm assuming the bad guy turns giant, right? That's the only time to call him a mech.
I'm assuming, but I, from what I remember, it doesn't happen on all the episodes. But there's Spider-Man again climbing.
He was climbing up. Now he's going down. I can't follow this guy.
I could easily. Come on, he's Spider-Man. He can climb anything.
Did he have on a yarmulke?
There we go. And that gecko's got to go, man. They're like, you know what? We didn't spend enough money on Spider-Man suit. Let's not spend a lot of money on this guy.
Or they did spend a lot of money. Look at his eyes, though. Some of those big eyes.
Not the biker monster.
Oh, there he is. He's big.
Oh, damn. He got big.
Oh, he got really big.
Time to call in the mech.
Come on, Spidey.
There he goes.
There you go.
Marvelier is what it's called. Okay.
The Marvelier. Come on, man. Who? I want that.
And then the Spider-Man car gets... How did he get there? I don't know.
I don't know how that happened, but it happened. I don't think they were worrying about those little details.
I guess, like Dwayne says, trying to put logic into this.
Yeah. There you go. There's the mech. Come on, land and do your pose. Do the pose. There you go.
This guy just lives with his tongue out?
Yes. That's all he does. But it shoots.
It just shot him right in the crotch.
Yeah, I was about to say, he got hit in the crotch.
Oh, shit. That mech has a mobile phone in it.
You saw that, right?
Yeah.
Got the sword.
There's a sword. I don't know where it came from, but there it is.
Right. Impaled him. And just like that, he killed his friend.
And look, rest in peace.
He was never his friend.
Okay, that is the most anticlimactic end that I had to a mech fight.
What were you expecting?
A fight longer than 15 seconds?
I thought it was awesome.
He didn't even touch him. More bikers. Get on your Spidey bike.
If they came out with this shit in HD, I would buy it.
Why?
To be continued. What? See? Spider Machine Spider 7. Machine. 7.
It's a Mach 7.
Come on, look at Spider-Man. Look, swinging. And I love the pausing. That's so creative for its time.
Uh-huh.
When Spider-Man jumped, you saw where that came from, right? Looked like it came from his crotch. Bro, these bad guys just look... Just, man, they're lame. These bad guy monsters.
That reminded me of this ending while we're watching this. That ending reminded me like kind of like the Indiana Jones when he shot the guy with a sword. Where the bad guy was there with a big old sword and Spider-Man just threw... His mech just threw... He threw his sword at him.
And that's it?
And that's it. On the next episode. Oh, okay.
Oh, a new monster.
Oh. What?
That's a lot of choreography.
He's got a lot of foot soldiers.
He does.
Well, that was super entertaining.
I loved it.
Oh, man. All right. Before we talk about the episode, Frank, as you usually do, I think you've taken over this. Can you give us... So we do a rating system. We rate the episode, and we keep it simple. Can you remind us of what the rating system is?
Of course, buddy. I can do that. So the Cartoon Rewind rating system is as followed. We have the Rewind, which is a good rewatch value for the episode and for the series. Fast forward, which means we didn't like the episode, but we want to see another one in the series to definitely make up our minds. And then we have Inject, which just means that it's bad, let's skip it, it's awful, basura, we just don't want it. And, Mr. Rowley, that is our rating system, buddy.
Thank you. And skip it as in skip the whole series, not just the episode.
The whole thing, skip it, done, basura. Yes.
Like, we've never seen Jason the Wheel Warriors ever since the first episode we saw.
Yeah, that's true, man.
So, I think. Or Ghostbuster Filmation. We haven't seen that one.
That's even worse. I would rather see that Jesus.
Yes. So, all right. So, let me go first. I'm going to have to give this one. Okay, the needle's close. I'm gonna go with a rewind. Because I really want to see more episodes. I really want to see more episodes. It is one of those that's so bad that it's good.
Yes, exactly.
The only equivalent that I can give to these right now is TV shows. That Team Knight Rider. That because nice. Team Knight Rider is pretty bad. It's like if the high school video club decided to make a TV show. Mm-hmm. This is what this is. I would love to watch more, and we should put some more episodes on.
You know what? I can make it happen, buddy.
All right.
I can make it happen. All because right. I'm going to go next. Mm-hmm. I'm giving it a rewind because I really love the cheesiness of it.
Right.
You know what I mean? The out of nowhere, he's Peter Parker, and then all of a sudden he's in a vehicle. And the way that he runs, the way that he swings, you know, I'm with D on that one. I was like, wait a minute, is that a rope? That's actually rope. All of those things, man. It is so cheesy that I think they did it such a great job for it.
Yes. The rope will swing, will wrap around.
Automatically, you know? Yeah. And then when he would jump on the wall, they would stop it.
Yes.
And then they'll put on the harness behind the scenes.
I'll
climb. I mean, come on, man.
And the worst part is, you know, they were really proud. You know, they're really proud after they did a whole episode. They're like, wow, this is amazing.
Of course. Bro, imagine if that was you and I making a Spider-Man movie with our budget. You're amazing. We can call that shit.
No, yeah, but I think we can do better.
Mm.
I mean, just slightly better.
Not really.
We can actually do real webbing. We have special effects at our disposal.
Man, what's that? Those things in the can?
Yeah, there you go.
Strings?
Now you can buy freaking web shooters for real. Kids have real web shooters. They can shoot.
But how are you gonna stick to the wall?
No, there's a harness, and then D holds me. He lets me go down slowly. He's just up there. He's on the roof, holding on. You know, I'm three stories up. He's slowly letting me down.
Okay. For dear life. And then Frank says, "Hey, D. Insurance paid for. Oops."
That's it. Or I'll be doing the thing. I'll be D. Faster, bro. And he'd be like, "All right." They go, how's fast? Is that fast enough? He said fast. So, all right. D, what you got? What's your rating?
I would, because I won't watch it alone, because I'll be watching with you two. Since I'll be watching with you two, it's a rewatch.
All right.
If I was watching it by myself, absolutely.
It'll be a skip for D.
Yep.
Just like we can't give the watch going back. Team Knight Rider.
Nope. Not at all.
So.
If we do Team Knight Rider on this, I might upset a couple people.
I think you might upset Rolly mostly, though.
It's a great, terrible show. That's so bad you want to keep on watching it.
I need to start watching it, man, but I'm having a hard time downloading it.
You are half right. It's a terrible show. Not a great, terrible show.
It's a great, terrible show. You want to rewatch it. And that being said, yes, Frank. I think we are done. Yes.
All right, so that is a wrap.
Wait, time. Can you lower the camera a little, or is just the top of your art? I'm just seeing like your forehead. Lower the camera a little bit. I'm going to see the full Monty here. There you go.
How's that, buddy? Is that better?
It's only a 30-minute podcast, yes.
Come on, I was just trying to relax.
I know.
All right, so guess what? That is a wrap, my cartoon lovers. And thank you once again for tuning in to this epic rewind. Now, do me a favor. Remember to like, comment, subscribe, and share our videos. You can catch us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and don't forget, we've launched our very own Cartoon Rewind toy store. All right, so you can visit cartoonrewind.com to level up your collection. Trust me, we got it. And for even more cartoon madness, follow us on Instagram, TikTok, X, and Blue Sky. Until next time, keep on cartooning. Peace.
Buy our toys. Bye.